Today, we visit Lake Forest, 30 miles north of the Loop and hometown to a who's who of prominent architects, actors, comedians, and sports figures. Today, we show you why Lake Forest should be your hometown.
That is right. And when I went there to do the video, which you can find at WGNradio.com, I rolled up there with Brendan Rook, and I just saw this. Oh, this is nice little cute place, Gerhardt's. I really want some coffee. And I walked in, and oh my goodness, the smells that I were met with were incredible. And then I met the person that runs it, Mary Groib, who is even better than the treats, which is impossible to picture. But Mary, you are a bundle of joy. Thanks for joining us on WGN Radio.
And thank you for having me, John.
You're so sweet, and we had a great chat. And first of all, just tell us a little bit about Gerhardt's, how long you've been there, and what's your motto? What are you known for?
Gerhardt's Belgian European Desserts has been there for 28 years. We're starting our 29th year. And our philosophy is all about quality and probably a European style, which means it's not so sweet like traditional American bakeries.
I had a croissant. I think it did have the almond croissant there.
You had the almond croissant, yes.
And
Customers say, John, that it must be filled with cocaine, because once you try it, you always come back to it.
Yes, exactly. I hope that's not the secret ingredient, because you'll get a knockdown from the feds. No, of course not. But the point is, I didn't find it to be too sweet either, and I like that. I hate when things are way too sugary, and it's nice to just have a real... And I feel like that drowns out some of the other flavors that you want to experience, and... Boy, you guys hit it right on the head.
Yes, honey, that's so true. And that's not only about our bakery items, you know, our croissants and Danish and cookies and things, but even in our mousse cakes, you know, we actually add a little flavor with a thin layer of raspberry jam to add a little sweetness, because you could eat two slices of our chocolate cake, you know, and not get that sickening feeling that you've had too much.
That's good. I like a cake that I can eat more of without the guilt associated with it. Mary, I got to say, we were doing an interview for the video, and you can find that at WGNradio.com. But I was just so, it was so fun, because we couldn't get two answers in before you were saying hi to the people walking in, the
yes.
people leaving, you know their orders. You have loyal customers.
I do. I have the best customer base. They come to our shop all the time. We're kind of offer a sense of community. They all know each other. They want to see each other, talk to one another, besides pick up their croissant or donuts or cookies, whatever they're there for. And I have a beautiful customer base. Over 28 years, I've seen, you know, families have children, then they grow up and have their own children.
And they all come to Gerhardt's Elegant European Desserts. Your business is not just, you know, walk in and get stuff, which is great, though, right off the train station, by the way. That's
yes.
awesome. But you do catering, too, a lot of it, right?
We do catering. We take care of a lot of the 4 and 5 star hotels in the city of Chicago and restaurants and country clubs. But, of course, you know, that 2-year period of that COVID,
right,
that really took that away from us.
How did you guys manage?
We managed, I guess, because the local town is so loyal to us. We could keep our retail going, and I'm so appreciative and grateful for those customers.
Do you try new desserts a lot, or is your chef experimenting with new things, or do you have your staples, you like them, and you stick with them?
Right. We do have our staples, but we really bake for seasonal. So right now, you know, it's all about the apple. And it's all about pumpkin. So the month of October, we call it the strudel season.
Ooh.
And we make apple strudel from scratch, John, stretched on the tabletop like you get in Vienna, Austria. The dough is stretched on a tabletop and rolled up with a tablecloth because it's so fine it will rip. And we make it with Granny Smith apples and raisins and a touch of cinnamon. And if you ever have time, come to our shop. We serve it to you warm. Heated in a real oven, so not a microwave. It takes a little time, with cold creme anglaise, you know, the vanilla custard sauce,
yeah.
and fresh whipped cream. And my customers tell me it's better than what they got in Vienna.
Oh.
And it's only the month of October. We already have orders. People are calling. When does it start? It starts this Saturday.
Forget spooky season. Strudel season is what I
exactly.
am all about. Mary, you and I talked a little bit. You know, obviously the challenges of inflation hurt businesses.
Oh my gosh.
And the labor situation, hiring new workers, employees that can remain loyal to you. Has that been a struggle?
Oh, not only is staffing such a struggle, but when you talk about my costs, you know, I import a lot of chocolate from Switzerland. That's what our mousse cakes are made from. When those containers would come in, my orders used to be $850, $860 per order. That same order of chocolate is up to $1,600.
Double.
It is doubled.
Wow.
And every order that comes in now is just exorbitant, and everybody now is putting on their gasoline surcharge.
Right.
So not only are they raising the prices, you know, they're trying to cover all the expenses that all the merchants are experiencing.
And obviously, you can't just keep your prices the same. Obviously, you probably have had to raise some of them. But I do find that local businesses that have had to raise their prices because to stay afloat, if they have loyal customers, most of the customers understand it.
Yes, but there's also a certain level, John, that an item can only be raised to.
True.
Even though my butter is costing me more and everything else, how much do you pay for a croissant?
Right.
You know what I mean? It gets to the point where the retailer can't say, I can spend that for that item.
Right. I don't want to end on this sad note
because
I'm sure we could talk about it forever.
I love what I do.
Yeah. give us the elevator pitch in 15 seconds about why we should come to Gerhard's.
For quality. That's all I've got to say. We use the best ingredients. We're there Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. And our phone number is 847-234-0023.
It's radio, so we say it twice, 847-234-0023, G-E-R-H-A-R-D, and that's at gerhardsdesserts.com for more information. Mary, you're a joy. We'll talk again
soon,
okay?
Have a beautiful evening.
Yeah, you too. All right. By the way, your hometown brought to you by McDonald's. And news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 1 minute.